With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump deploying additional military members to the streets of Washington, D.C., following the shooting and wounding of two National Guard troops Wednesday.
I have directed the Department of War to mobilize an additional 500 troops to help protect our capital city. We will make America totally safe again.
President Trump calling on Americans to please remember the National Guard on this holiday weekend.
This Thanksgiving, I ask every family to say a prayer for the two great heroes who were so horribly shot and for their loved ones. Please say a prayer.
In the meantime, authorities now say bloodshed just may have been averted thanks to a Norfolk, Virginia police officer. Two brothers from Virginia arrested late last week and had allegedly plotted to kill immigration officers. Department of Homeland Security says John Bennett and Mark Bennett were arrested November 19th. The department began that probe 2 days before the Virginia Beach Police Department said an off-duty Norfolk cop reported overhearing the brothers discussing their plans to kill police officers as well as ICE agents. In Hong Kong, the deadliest fire in years is still burning. It has now left at least 55 people dead, 279 reported missing, and rescue teams pulling residents from blazing high-rise apartment buildings throughout the day. Police have arrested three men on suspicion of manslaughter in connection with that fire. Early Thursday morning local time, the fire was yet to be put out, and officials say rescue efforts continue. This is SRN News. An Ohio congregation is giving away gasoline.
The Fosteria Church of God will mark Black Friday by giving away $20 of free fuel to each motorist who pulls into the Abaco station at 202 North County Line Street, and church members will pump it themselves. Pastor Dan Lucian tells the Courier, quote, "We're trying to offer something that is of need at a critical time of year when resources are low. The church will pump until their donated money runs out. Last year they pumped more than $5,000 worth." Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in America this year, all part of a five-year boom in sales. While publishers can track how many copies are sold, what they can't do is figure out the demographic details of the buyers. Former college campus minister Tim Wildsmith says problems of the last 5 years in around the country could be playing a role in people wanting to read the good book. This is SRN News. Correspondent Alex Vega says mortgage rates have taken a fall.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.23%. This is the first drop after three straight increases. The average rate is now at its lowest level since the first week of November and remains near its low for the year. When mortgage rates decline, they can boost homebuyers' purchasing power. Easing mortgage rates this fall helped lift existing U.S. home sales, including in October, when they rose to the fastest pace since February. I'm Alex Vega.
Trump administration says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to cut the Medicare prices for 15 prescription drugs after months of negotiations, and it's expected to produce billions in savings for older adults. But the net prices unveiled aren't what people will actually pay. That depends, of course, on each individual's insurance plan. More details at srnnews.com.